This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of, closing a goddamn door. No, much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
Right, me lovers.
Well, well.
How you all doing? You're listening to the Jack Mate Show live on FUBAR Radio, like we are every single Friday. I wasn't here last week because the
weren't.
Bloody little trains were being little bleeders. But
they're being bastards.
I went via Cambridge today, so all you listeners out there will be pleased to know that I'm back in the hot seat. This is the Jack Mate Show, episode number...
Is it over 20?
32.
32?
Literally off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Dome.
I was thinking 28, 29.
Something like that.
I think it is 30s.
Is it?
We're in our 30s.
September. Like, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Well, today's theme is all about seven deadly sins.
The seven deadly sins.
Can you recite them, Nozza?
I can.
Oh.
There is lust.
Yes.
There is gluttony.
There is.
There is wrath.
Mm-hmm.
There is sloth.
Yep.
There is lust.
You said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, there's more than that. Let me look on my sheet.
Three more than that.
Greed.
Yep. Any more?
Pride.
Yeah.
And envy.
There we go. That's the seven deadly sins, and we are going to be discussing them in great detail. We've got some games, we've got some quizzes, we've got lots of lovely little things coming up in the show. Tom, what have you been up to this week?
This week, I have been doing a bit of band practice with my old band, which Will's very... very keen to hear about, aren't you, Will?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Why are you sounding like that?
I don't know, I feel like I wasn't searching to be in a band, and then one just came up to me, and you're actively hunting.
Yeah, well, you can play an instrument, though, and I haven't got that string to my bow.
It's kind of like when you're a single man, you give off a certain pheromone, which makes you less attractive to women.
Well, that is very true.
Yeah, so maybe he was walking around, he wasn't looking for a band, he was just sweating musical notes, and someone came and grabbed those.
Tapping my shoe on the bus, and they're like, oh, that guy's got rhythm.
Yeah, well, didn't you tell me 2 weeks ago that you're very unrhythmic?
Yes, no, that is true. I don't think I got very good. I'm playing bass in this band, but surprisingly, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, well, that's not many people know. Obviously, me and you, Will, Tom, because obviously we're masters of music. But bass and the drums—that's your foundations for your band. You got your front man and your lead guitarist, but that's just a bit of icing on the top. Your bassist, your drum player. That's the cornerstone of any successful band, guys.
Is it?
Yeah. Tom, am I right?
Yeah. I've never heard it be called a drum player.
Well, it is now. It's 2006. Drum player, drum maker, beat maker, hit maker.
Yeah.
Ready? Candlestick maker.
Drummer. Tell me I'm crazy.
In my head, I was trying to figure out what it was. I was like, it's not a drum player, but what is it?
You need to grow up.
What have you been up to, Jack, this week?
Well, I want to know, what's your band called?
We haven't got a name. And we're trying to think with the name. There's the name. So basically, it's a one-off gig.
Right.
It's for Cambridge College.
Yeah.
It's like a uni. Mabel, which is very well known. Mabel's in Cambridge. They're always overly extravagant and big parties. So we're playing there. We're playing there with a bunch of other bands. And it's obviously we're a cover band. It's a one-off gig, so we don't really need a serious name.
Right.
I put forward a couple names.
Go on.
I put forward Musco to Moscow.
Nah, don't like that.
They didn't like that. They liked Move Faster, Mufasa.
Move Faster, Mufasa.
What about just Mufasa?
Nah. I don't know. I think this would be a kind of...
Go on.
Kind of bit of a pun.
What about...
Pun to it.
You do covers, yeah?
Yeah.
Cover girls.
But we're...
No?
No. The band Mallory Knox, they used to be a cover band as well.
Yeah.
And they used to be called the Duvets, which is a good name.
Did they?
The Duvets.
For a cover band.
Oh, because they do covers.
Yeah. We could be the Blankets.
The wet Blankets?
The Wet Blankets. The Stinky Wet Blankets. I said Tom and the Jerks, and they didn't want to go for that.
You did not suggest that.
Tom and the Jerks?
Yeah. What's the lead singer's called?
Kai.
Well, it should be Kai and the Jerks.
Yeah. Oh, my idea. Tom and the Jerks.
Just to explain that every time you're on stage. My name's Kai. The bass is over there. That's Tom.
Tom and the Jerks.
Because he thought of it.
Exactly.
You've been up to much?
A busy week this week, Jack. Monday I went to see your favourite band and my favourite band now, Catfish and the Bottlemen, at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Oh, jealous.
Went off.
Yeah.
Resorted to being a 15-year-old again, jumping in the mosh pit.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, good. Good old times. And I'd like to thank Emma for convincing me to do that, because I was being a little wet blanket.
What, you were 50-50 about going?
No, not going. I mean, getting in the mix. Yeah. I was on the barrier, the sound barrier, because you get perfect. Well, man of my height, for the listeners that don't know, I'm 6'5", guys. So
yeah, it's rank.
Take it in. But yeah, went in, bounced around, enjoyed it.
Was it quite a young people moshing?
In the front, it was.
Sorry to interrupt, Tom. Have you seen the viral video that went out this week of Peter Crouch off his nuts?
Oh, in Ibiza.
That's exactly the image I got in my head of you.
It would be that.
Catfish,
but just bouncing.
Yeah, have you seen that video?
I have.
Yeah. Looks like Will. What was you going to say before I...
I was going to say, when you... There's a certain stages you go through from the moshing stage. There's a timeline, I think, which you go from. When you're younger, you go in there and you're just pushing around and it's just a little bit fun, giggling with your friends, pushing them.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit older and then it's more like a bit more like, you know, proper like going for it. And then it goes to stage where there's a circle pit in the middle of that tunnel somewhere where it's just running around and like, pick them up again.
Yeah.
And then you get a bit older and you stand on the outside of it. But you're a bit too old to mosh, but you hold your pint. So if anyone nudges you, you're like, oh, fuck. And you launch them back in. And then you get to the age where it's just snidey and you go in throwing bows around. If you hit someone in the face with an elbow, that's their fault.
Yeah.
But I did that once. I was going in swinging my arms around. It's more like some heavy music.
Yeah.
And then I proper cracked someone in the face. And then immediately after, maybe like a second afterwards, someone came in with a knee and just gave me a dead leg. And it was like, it's at a festival. The whole weekend I had a dead leg.
Ooh. Oh wow.
It was deserved.
Because on Football Manager you used to get players that were injured with a dead leg for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, that just wouldn't happen. Just rub it. Don't need a physio. Just get a magic sponge on that.
Yeah. But when you get older you start realising these things.
I can understand. Maybe even a month.
Yeah.
No, but the gig was very good. The new material, which I haven't listened to yet, sounded excellent. And yeah, good vibe.
I'll have to try and get him on here one time.
Oh, 100%, honey pay.
I find it hard to enjoy. Well, actually, getting better. When I was younger, I'd only really enjoy seeing a band live if I knew the words and I could sing along.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because if I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, this is good, but it's just like you don't feel part of it because you're standing there just like, yeah.
Or even if you don't know enough of the music as well, it's frustrating. I wish I'd listened to them a bit more.
So they're enjoying it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And then you're one girl next to you just screaming every word slightly out of tune and you're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And you push them in the mosh pit.
I mean, I think people would be quite lucky to stand next to me at a gig.
Why?
You'll be the meeting point, won't you?
Yeah, that's Stephen Merchant. Yeah. Don't think I haven't heard that one before. But no, good gig. Tuesday, went to see Harriet Rose with Michael Payne and
you
Hugh that had just been on.
Talk about her a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
What, you got a thing for her?
Nah, just a working relationship.
Okay.
Just like a smoking thing. This is all bullshit.
No, come on.
Well, you do mention her a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You do?
Do I? Do you think I fancy her?
To know.
Yeah, there's a little spark there.
Maybe that's how the smoking thing started. Like, she was outside having...
Yeah, trying to impress her.
Yeah, so he went over and...
Oh, is that Marlboro Red, is it?
Oh, one of those rollies. Yeah, I've heard about them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, don't wet the ends, baby.
Oh, bum suck. Yeah, I bum suck. Oh, is that bad? No, I don't bum suck.
Bum suck.
Have you not heard about that?
No, what is it?
That's if you... suck the end of the fag.
It's called bumming a fag, isn't it?
Bumming a fag, bum suck.
That's not. I'm so out of my depth.
Anyway,
bumming a fag. I think that's a totally.
No, I think that's what it's called. When I was in the park, someone said, "Do you want to?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Come around the back, bum a fag. No, that's all right. I've got a roll up.
Yeah, I know you have.
I'm circumcised. I haven't got a roll up. Cat. Chili? Kidding. Chili!
What's coming up for you guys at the weekend? Let's get back on brand message, on point, on the running order.
I have literally...
You're still off the drink, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still off the drink, but I tried to write it down. What I'm doing this weekend is nothing.
Is it?
Nothing.
Going to watch the Champions League final?
Probably
not. You've got video work to do for Monday.
I've got a lot of editing to do, yeah.
Yeah? Lovely stuff coming up.
It's boring stuff, really.
Nos?
I'm going to a festival which I hadn't heard about before, but it's for work. I'm going to do a promo video for a hot tub company. Mm-hmm. Not really nice hot tubs, not selling them till now, but they're like handmade and they're heated by fire underneath.
Wow.
They do at festivals, and then they're like clean. You have to have showers before going in, etc.
I'm not sure hot tubs can be entertaining.
You're joking?
No, they're nice to be in, but describing them on the radio, I'm not.
Well, I think Tom's done a very good job with.
Well, anyway, I'm going there, and then it's called Innocent Smoothie Festival, and it's all about being unplugged. So you're not going to have any signal, any.
Oh, I want it off the grid, is it?
Yeah, it's off the grid, and it's like, yeah, it looks a good. I don't really know any of the acts playing. I know Mr. Motivator is going
to
be.
So you've got to go and film the hot tubs,
yeah.
And then you have the rest of the festival just to chill.
Well,
out.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how much we need from the. It's only a minute and a half promo video, so. But yeah, we're just going to be taking up time getting lovely shots in there, and we've got all planned out. It should be fun.
Nice.
Cool.
Yes, indeed.
I went played at Upton Park on Tuesday. There was good bits and bad bits. Do you want to know the bad bits?
What's the bad bit?
Well,
playing with the old blokes.
No, yeah, it was all right.
Hi guys, I'm the blogger.
Oh yeah, you saw you in the vlog. Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
What?
Did you have to say that?
Because basically the reason that I said that is because when we were getting put into our teams, the Phil Parks was reading out the teams and he was like, Andrew Marshall, Team B, and he was going through every single name, and then he went, Jack Dean, it says here, blogger, and everyone sort of was like, alright, because there's people from like the Daily Mail and stuff. He didn't go Daily Mail.
Oh right,
but, yeah.
He just say racist.
So that's why I was like, I was breaking down a wall. I was like, yeah, I'm the blogger apparently.
Oh, that's fine. No, I get it.
Don't know why I said apparently. It's just
It's a bit self-deprecating. It's nice to come across.
Yeah,
vlogger, not blogger.
It said blogger on the thing, but people don't get vlogging. Vlogging's a new thing.
Mm. Some people say vlogging.
Yeah, fuck them guys. Yeah. Fuck them guys.
Fuck them.
That's too much. But no, Phil Parks took us on a tour of the ground, and we.
Who is Phil Parks?
An ex-West Ham legend, apparently.
What makes him a legend?
Way before my time. Oh well, I did Wikipedia him.
Yeah.
And he did play 350 games for the club. He also played 350 games for QPR. Weirdly.
Right.
Phil Parks goalkeeper.
Couldn't give a fuck.
What kind of time period was that?
1976.
Did you score a goal at Bolin Park? Why is it called the Bolin? It used to be called Upton Park.
It's always been called the Bolin.
It's not for the non-West Ham fans.
The neutrals. The neutrals don't know it, though.
No, but it was always referred to as Upton Park, and then it changed to the Bolin Ground.
No,
it was... It did, Tom, back me up.
No. Upton Park, yeah.
No. Why did it change to the Bolin?
It's always been the Bolin.
Don't be in denial.
What are you talking about?
Why you're just saying it's all. No, Tom, we talk about this often.
You literally get so angry, Will.
We got a little thing to try and sort
I
that out.
I don't need
later.
Any of that. Yeah, you will. Fuck off.
We're going to help.
Fuck off!
You're not really. Stop that.
What are you doing?
Calm it down.
Why are you spitting on yourself?
Yeah, come on.
So he was taking us on a tour of the ground. I'll tell Tom, because Tom seems more interested than you. Just don't. What are you doing?
What are you on about?
But you don't seem interested.
Oh, of course I'm interested, mate. It's the biggest day. You tick the major thing off your bucket list.
Well, I was walking down the corridor and the Phil Parks was saying, oh yeah, this corridor has loads of signed pictures of like Franz Beckenbauer and all these legends. And then he sort of went, but because the stadium's obviously getting knocked down, they've all gone now. So I was like, really, we're just walking down a corridor with loads of hooks on the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, right. Mm. Do you enjoy your time on the pitch?
I did enjoy my time on the pitch, and I thought, I want to get my dad a little momentum.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it'd be a good idea.
Memento.
To take...
To take
some of the grass.
Right.
So I pulled up a big chunk of the grass, just as a joke. There you go. And I put it in my girlfriend's purse, took it home, forgot about it, and then I looked at it yesterday, it's all brown, just dirty and dead.
I could have told you that.
It's like a metaphor for the ground, in a way.
Nah, come on, mate. Special memories in there.
Yeah, special memories that are gone now.
No, they're still in there, mate.
They're still in there. Oh, and then there was another thing that pissed me off, right? So, I don't want to blow my own toot, or whatever they call it.
Trumpet?
Trumpet. That's a better word.
Blow my own toot? Smell your own toot, Dave.
We've got the drum player over there with a toot player blowing his own toot. But no, I basically, our team scored 4 goals in the whole game. I scored 3 and set up the other one. And then there was this little guy, this little annoying guy on our team that just wouldn't ever pass me the ball. And I couldn't turn around and go, oi, mate, pass me the fucking
ones.
Ball.
Because it was the
like,
little ones.
Yeah, I know. It was almost like a charity game. So everyone was like, oh, he's missed. That's funny. And then at the end, I heard one of my other teammates go up to him and go, oh, well played, Joe. You was our man of the match today.
Well, that Roger. Can I get you going?
I support Millwall now.
That bad?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Was everyone there West Ham supporters?
I believe so.
Them shirts were nice, mate.
Yeah, they were.
Just keep them.
Yeah, got to keep them.
Right. Oh, right.
But is something, right? I've just remembered, I didn't actually have it on my list. I had this guy playing in my team, and he got to take a throw in, and I'm just going to have to demonstrate it now. I don't
know. Go on, what you're doing. Like, Tom, describe for the audience.
So he gets the ball at his chest, throws it on the floor. Like that.
So the basketball passes it to the floor.
Yeah, and the referee sort of looked at me, and I've looked at the ref as if to say, like, what's going on? And then he went, take it again, mate. Like, usually the other team would then have to throw it, but it's like, take it again. So the guy's picked the ball up again and just gone,
chest pass.
Exactly the same
thing. He just doesn't know how to do throwing.
Yeah, and then I went up to him at half time. I was like, what's them throwings about? He was like, I don't know how you're doing. I was like, fucking hell.
Because you don't watch football.
I know, you're playing on Upton Park, mate. And then right at the end, we got a corner, and I went, just without thinking about it, I went, take the corner. He went, I'd rather you did. I was like, he doesn't even fucking know how to take a corner.
That is bizarre.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Rank.
And then he got man of the match. Mental. Right, so we're going to be talking about 7 deadly sins today. And our big interactive question of the day is, we want to know, what's the worst sin you commit on the regs almost daily?
On the reggies.
So have a big think about that. And you, Will. And you, Tom. And to coincide with the 7 deadly sins theme, we're going to be playing 7 from Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Smoking, I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise to get it, I would call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but he always wants to. I
don't think through things. I never get time, 'cause I don't think things through. Larry called a load of smoking. I wanna disappear for days. We probably never spoke of sleeping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call. Forget the time, 'cause I'm 7 hours behind. Probably get out here and call though, but he always wants to.
Seven. Deadly sins.
Apparently, our assistant producer, Natalie, just come in and told us that somebody tried to call through to the studio to speak to us. We genuinely have no idea who that is. But we'd like to talk to you. We're always open here on the Jack Mate
Show. Have a chat. Give us a call back.
Come on.
Whoever you are.
I bet you're bloody lovely.
Or slightly drunk.
Drunk or lovely. I'll take either. So what's the first sin we're going to be talking about today, Will?
It will be, Jack.
Lust?
Lust for you, mate.
Oh. Will?
Yeah?
I mean, I said Will, but I was looking at Tom. Tom?
Yes?
Who's one celebrity, based solely on their looks,
yep,
that you lust after? Like, if you had to, based solely on their looks, who would you do?
Humph.
What?
That's not a person's name,
Jake,
that's me.
Jake Humphries?
No, it's not Jake Humphries.
I've really got off Jake Humphries.
Why?
Used to really like him, and then he went to BT, and he seems to have got a bit arrogant.
Yeah.
He always does those tweets like, 6 years ago, I was stacking shelves in HMV, but now I'm holding the FA Cup. He just does it every year, or for every major trophy he does.
Oh, God.
And if you're like, if you listen to Mr. Davis, you said I couldn't ever pass my journalism degree, and now look at me.
Oh dear.
Fuck off, Jake.
Oh yeah, I saw a tweet that he did the other day going, my PE teacher, Mr. Jones, didn't pick me, and now I'm holding the FA Cup.
Literally nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Idiot, Jake.
Yeah, you're not playing, you didn't win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom.
Lust.
I hadn't written anyone down for this one. I was thinking about it for ages.
Oh.
But I would probably just go for, a lovely looking lady.
Go on. Who?
I'm genuinely come back to me for that. I'm racking my brains.
Okay, you? If you have to lust after
Cara,
Cara Delevingne.
Have we got the caller?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Go on then.
Hang on, you ready for it?
This better not be a prank.
It's definitely gonna be a prank. Hello.
It's alright. How are you guys?
Is that Victor?
Yeah, it's Victor.
How you doing, Victor? You alright? You're on the Jack Mate Show.
Yeah. What's up, guys? How are you?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
What
not
you doing?
Bad.
What you doing with your Friday afternoon?
What am I doing? I've just finished college, man. Good.
Good stuff. Jack, speak to you.
Hello, mate. You alright?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, you just call in for a chat, are you?
Yeah.
Sweet. Where are you based?
Where am I based? I'm Pompey, mate. Down in Pompey.
Pompey, lovely stuff. You a Portsmouth fan by any chance?
I'm actually a Man City fan.
Oh, makes sense.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I know.
Stone's throw, some would say.
Yeah.
What do you study at college?
Arms reach, mate.
What do you study at college?
I'm a media student, one of them fuckheads.
Oh,
that's
God.
All right, mate. What's your sort of interest in filming, or what line
yeah,
are you going
down? Yeah, man, I'm interested in filmmaking, man.
Lovely stuff. What we're asking people today, what's the worst sin you commit regularly? Do you have anything?
Calling random radio shows?
Yeah, I'm a regular call-in. I piss off every radio show in the country.
Is that actually your job?
Yeah, I'm on the most wanted. I don't know how to manage to slip through your producers, but you know.
What
I'm going to check up on your security, mate.
I think I'm just going to stop beating around the bush now, to be honest. What is the point in this call?
No, I was just calling to see, you know, to check up on you guys.
Look, it was nice of you, Victor. I appreciate it. There's no end goal, you don't want anything out of this, just a chat.
Yeah, you know.
Is this a cry for help, Victor?
You know, this isn't Childline. We can redirect you there if she's still doing that to you.
No, what's your worst sin that you've committed?
My worst sin that I commit on the regular is probably just streaming football. Just I don't ever, I haven't got BT Sports, so I just stream it.
I thought you said screaming football, so you just walk around the street.
You're funny, you are. Do you want a show? Anyway, we'll let you get back to your college or your Pompey.
You've got to ring LBC next, haven't you, Victor? That's the next one.
Yeah,
on the hit list.
No, I'm calling
Babe Station soon,
so you know.
That's not a radio station, mate, so get your facts right. Thanks for calling in, Victor.
Have a good one.
Cheers, mate. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
There you go.
I mean, that was random, but lovely guy.
Yeah.
So if anyone else was randomly calling the show today,
I don't even know how you get Fubar's number. I work here and I ain't got their number.
Yeah.
How did you get it?
It's on the website.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So if anyone's calling today, call on the website and call in, and we'll just like Vic to just have a chat.
Yeah, we'll bin off the entire show and we'll just talk.
Spend a week planning stuff, but if you just want to tell us how you do it,
yeah,
that's fine, man.
I mean, I admire what's it? It's
it's a word ambition, confidence.
No, whimsy. He's very
yeah.
And just
on a whim, yeah.
Sometimes people call up, not on this show, but they can be a bit like panicky and a bit rushed. But
he was all right. Right, so let's going back to lust. Who's one celebrity?
Wills was Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, Wills was Delevingne.
Oh, Delevingne
before Victor.
Bloody
lovelyly interrupted.
Lovely. Why Delevingne? What do you like about her looks?
Because
obviously
blonde, big eyebrows.
Is she tall?
Yeah.
I've got a story about Delevingne, if you want to hear. Allegedly. No, that's not bad. It just might not be true.
She might be alive.
Yeah. One of my friends used to work for ASOS.
Yeah.
And she started off as modelling.
Yeah,
for ASOS, allegedly. And
no, that's fine, you're right. Don't think that's libel,
right? And she apparently used to get paid. Oh no, see, I'm blurring the facts now. Apparently, she got paid something like £1,000 a day back then, which isn't that interesting.
Oh, really?
Is that the story?
That's boring.
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Hang on.
Get Victor back on.
But wait, there was a time, listen to this. You'll enjoy
it. I am
this,
listening.
And I'm not digging myself out of a hole. This is actually part of the story.
Go on.
Where she had to keep going to the back of the warehouse to put on the new item, coming back out, taking the photos, going back, coming back.
Right, yeah.
And she got bored of it, so she just said to everyone there, I'm literally just going to get changed here. Does anyone give a shit? And obviously all the guys were like, no. But she was like literally just...
Starkers.
Yeah, getting changed.
Well, imagine she had underwear on.
No, because she was modelling underwear.
Was she?
I don't know. I might be letting my mind.
She's modelling dildos. So she, you guys
modelling femidoms.
Right, moving on. So, who was yours, Jack?
Mine was Margot Robbie.
From What's Your Boat?
Suicide Squad.
She's not in What's Your Boat, no. She's in Suicide Squad. She's
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Thank That's you. The one, yeah. No, I like her. If you had to sleep with one animal, who would it be and why?
This is a great one.
Go on.
Yeah. Go on.
Octopus for me.
Octopus? Yeah. Explain this.
Not an animal, just but
What is it then?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a fish.
Attenborough, fucking hell. Jesus, man.
The octopus.
It's actually a large aquatic mammal.
A mammal is still an
octopus. Oh, fuck off!
Yeah. Go on, explain.
Octopus, just, you got your 8 tentacles, it's going to wrap you up nice and lovely. I'll do the work. You create an inky finish.
Well, you're fucking it. You're not getting a wank off it.
No, you can. You can do whatever you want. Oh. You've got to think about all aspects of...
Was it specified on the sheet, Tom?
Is that sleep with an animal, I thought?
Yeah, go on. What's yours?
Mine was a Black Panther.
Oh.
I'll tell you for why.
Oh, my God.
Recently, I watched The Jungle Book, and I thought, you know what? Because it's very majestic and a beautiful animal.
So one show, many moons ago, you was coming in saying about how much you hate Idris Elba, and now you're like, oh, I'd fuck him if he was a Black Panther.
Shere Khan. Just because he's Black Jack. No, he's Shere Khan in that film.
Oh, I've mixed up the...
Yeah, so Ben Kingsley, if you want to know. But it would be the wife of Ben Kingsley, and they're not... I wouldn't go for the male Black Panther. Not because I'm not like that, but the female's wife.
What, just because you find him attractive to look at?
What? The animal. It's very just majestic and very... Yeah. Okay. What are you?
That's not a bad shout, really. That's better than yours. I went for a pig.
Octopus is weird.
Yeah. But it's not better than mine, Jack.
I went for a pig.
Fucking hell.
Because...
Yours is definitely the worst.
No, they have the longest orgasm in the natural world.
Yeah, but you still have to give it to them first.
Yeah, no. So it doesn't matter how bad I am. They're going to think I'm fucking great.
Doesn't mean he's going to reach orgasm.
Just longest.
No,
longest doesn't mean best.
They always come.
So where are you basing that from?
I just wrote it down.
They always
come. I put in brackets here. If Tom...
if Tom questions me on the map.
Yeah, if Tom objects.
Well,
if
the bay come...
Well, no, wait. If they get a bit needy and want a bit of loving before the main event, I imagine the oral will taste a bit like just a bacon butty.
It wouldn't.
A bacon bap.
Wouldn't do that, though. And your mouth's the bap.
Bacon flap.
Oh, no, I'll be doing boy ones.
Why would we be with fucking animals and fucking male animals?
Your mouth's the little brioche bun.
Fucking men animals.
I didn't say that, I said male animals.
Did you?
Yeah, man, you're fucking men animals.
But we're fucking boy beasts.
That's a good name for a band.
Right, boy beasts.
Boy beasts, write that down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not bacon baps. Bacon baps. Hi, guys, we're the bacon baps.
Clint Beastwood.
No.
Don't be a pun, that just belittles the band's music before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Paper Shapes.
Yeah, brilliant. Played London a few times.
Bah. Next thing about lust is I'm going to give you guys a list of things and I want you to tell me how much you would charge to do them.
Go on.
Right, so this very lowbrow show. Very lowbrow show.
That's fine.
How much would you charge to touch a penis? Just touch one.
£10.
Not your own penis.
Tenner?
Tenner.
So if I now got my penis out, you would touch it for £10?
Yeah.
All right.
No way.
£10? What, just to touch it?
What, with the inside of your arsehole?
Where am I touching?
You have to grab it and peel it back.
No, that's a grab and appeal.
You have to say hello to Piggy.
Oh,
this is getting weird.
It's what Jack calls it.
It was quite a highbrow show last week. Yeah.
A tenner. I put £25.
Oh, my fucking...
I see the theme. Yeah. I see.
Wait.
Pence.
Oh, sold. How much to give? This is to Tom. To give a man a little bit of a... Blow.
Well, I've got a few questions.
Yeah.
Is it to finish the race?
Yeah.
Ooh. And do I have to...
No, how about one where you don't finish the race?
So it's just and how long are we doing this for?
Just 15 minutes.
Just 15 minutes.
That's a lifetime.
Just 15 minutes.
Just a fortnight.
It would be... And who knows about this? The world?
You're going far too into this.
I know.
Everyone knows about it except your girlfriend, and she will never know about it.
Everyone knows apart from your girlfriend?
Yeah, and she will never know about it.
It'd have to be...
They'll be blowing off.
No, it's just a dick. It's a glory hole. It's just a dick.
What size is
you
that?
You haven't got to put a name to the dick.
$25,000
$25,000
I'll put that.
Go on.
I'll put $25,000
I put $5,000
Actually, no.
$5,000
For without finishing. Finishing, $4,500
We've got to get something from this.
Yeah. You want to feel a bit accomplished,
take
don't you?
Take something home with you.
Yeah, exactly. Have sex with a man.
Me in man or man in me? Man
you,
in the mirror.
You would be the bottom.
I will. Oh, now you hang out swigging, you know all the lingo, do you?
He genuinely so, taught me that,
so
yeah.
I'd be the bottom, as in I'm the one getting...
On the bottom, yeah. You're getting fucked in the arse, yeah.
Sounds a lot less poetic when you say that.
You're getting banged at the arse.
That's in Midsummer's Night's Dream, that is. That's a quote from the book. Doth go in there, they are getting fucked in thy arse.
What's this I see before me? Is it a dagger? No, it's an arsehole.
Come, sword. Go on.
Will, you go first with this one. I've already done my...
Million.
What, to get fucked in the bank?
Fuck off. If someone came up to you with $200,000, you'd be on your...
Yeah, sold.
There you go.
$200,000, yours?
$210,000
You're mad, you're a piece of shit, man.
What are you?
$15,000
You're cheap.
I'm a slut. What about to marry a man?
That's not the question I meant on that.
Okay.
That was who, if you had to marry someone, a man,
yeah,
who would it be?
Oh, I'll think now.
David Beckham for me.
Always a good
best of guy, good looking, you're going to have a good football chat. Yeah. And I like to be the more assertive one in the relationship, so I think I'm a bit smarter than
mine's
Beckham.
A bit of a weird one.
Go on.
I went for, do you know the band Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros?
Yeah. Home?
Yeah. Sang Home?
Yeah.
I saw them live at Reading, and the singer dressed up in like all white and like a little bit like a cult leader. And
it's very, you into that like right wing movement?
But no, it's not like that. It's very hippie, if anything.
Oh,
but
okay.
The whole band were very just like chilled out, and I was like traveling the world with a band, would be quite nice, just like hanging out with them in a very chilled aura. And I thought, well, I quite like that.
Okay, yeah, very niche.
It is very niche, but chilled, happy music, traveling the world.
I'd go Macaulay Culkin.
Wow, why?
Don't think we need. Don't ask him why.
Because I
don't
think
because he'd never leave you home alone.
Thank you. No, because I personally think I'm calling him to be the next one to go.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So if I marry him quick, I'm sure he's still got a few pennies in the bank rolling around December.
I reckon Hugh Hefner is going to go this year.
Do you?
Yeah, but he's old.
So will.
Pick a surprise one.
How
right.
weird is this?
Right,
Madonna.
Nah.
I predicted, what's his name? Oh, I always forget his name and he's so famous. He was in prison for years and he shouldn't have been.
Oh, Stephen Avery.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson, thank you. Yeah.
Stephen Avery.
I predicted Nelson Mandela's death to the day.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Yeah, but you kept sending
it to the day.
But I did tweet it every day. Like, Nelson Mandela's going today. Watch that.
This is all the vibes you're sending him. It's like, oh, fuck up. He's right today. Didn't
what?
Do an accent. Didn't do an accent.
You did.
I didn't even do it.
You did do the accent.
No.
What is the accent?
Oh,
come
it's
on.
Just an accent.
A normal, generic accent.
It could be from anywhere.
But it wasn't from anywhere.
Winnie. Teddy.
Go to the well.
Go to the well.
That's enough.
All right. Okay, let's have a little bit of... we've been talking about lust, so let's have... I like you so much better when you're naked.
Light a cigarette. Only smoke when I'm with you.
Radio presents
What is vore?
What are you for?
V-O-R-E. It is a fetish for being swallowed and eaten and digested.
How are we like fucking 5 or 6 episodes into this new series and you're booking me fucking cannibals? Who runs out of guests so quickly that they go, fucking hell, who do I get next? And a female Hannibal Lecter? You fucking get us on the phone to Broadmoor with that Sutcliffe about what he got up to. Okay. Why did you book this fucking woman?
Because I thought it was interesting.
Well, then go and talk to her in your own private life. Don't fucking cuckold me into having to speak to her.
Every Monday. Radio. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
So we did last. Next deadly sin of the seven
is gluttony.
Gluttony.
I'll be honest, lads. Yeah. Felt a bit fat this week.
Oh, Willie, you're not fat.
Just this week.
Didn't need that.
Sorry, mate. Go on, carry on.
Just feel like.
Is that why you ran to the toilet just now?
Yeah, to be sick. Just had a crisp.
just had a glass of water, so pissed that straight out. Yeah. I just saw a guy on the way here. Not an interesting story. Drop a crisp on the floor, and he just picked up an edit and put it back in his packet.
Put it back in his packet.
Yeah, and put it back in his packet.
He got it. That's put strange. It back in his packet. Got another one. Ate it, and I knew it later on he was going to eat that. Cause he can't remember once back in the pack which one was that.
It's very true, Jack.
Yeah,
but to lose weight,
you got any more stories like that?
Don't know.
That's probably why Victor listens to the show. Go on, Willie. Willie's going to talk to us about some weird diets.
Well, yeah, to lose weight, people think diets are the way forward. But, guys, I don't know about you. It's not the way, is it? You need to maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout. Isn't that right, Jack?
That is right, mate.
Tom, you tried the... What was that green...
Dessert diet.
Did that work?
Well, I did lose 1/2 stone, I think, in a week.
Did you maintain the 1/2 stone off?
Well, I just didn't carry on doing that diet, so no. No, I didn't.
No, but that's what I mean. So you need... So, guys, when I'm reading out these things, don't be like, where can I find the Come on, guys. Everyone's involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Jack? Exactly, man.
Go on.
Jack, no, yeah, man. So the certain diet... No, because afterwards you're supposed to maintain having certain foods within that, which was kale, predominantly. I didn't like kale. But it worked, and I think if you carried on, if you maintained it, it wasn't hard. There's a lot of, like... preparation for the meals and stuff like that, but when you're doing it, it wasn't, you know, that bad. You kind of did crave a bit of the naughty food though.
Yeah. Well, Tom, maybe you can get off the cert diet, and number one, you could go for the tapeworm diet.
Oh, I'll certainly consider it.
Why waste your time planning healthy meals when you can infect your body with ravenous parasites?
Yes, please, two.
When baby tapeworms grow, they get to 25 feet long. But they do start causing seizures, meningitis, or dementia.
Then you take something else to pass it, don't you?
Yeah.
Is it true that
25 foot?
Well, think, how big are your intestines?
Mine?
24 foot.
You wouldn't be able to have it then, mate. Sorry, boss.
What? Is it true if you have a worm up your ass, you have to sometimes put an apple near your anus so it comes out and eats it?
Wow, what's that from?
I heard that's how you get it out.
I think you've been watching James and the Giant Peach too much.
No, what, that happens in that?
Yeah,
at the end. You're seeing the extended cut?
Yeah, director's cut.
Nah.
Nah.
End of.
Nah.
No, you have your arsehole open, and then you put a...
Don't show me.
And you put an apple there.
Run out of toilet paper,
and then the worm smells it and pops out, and then you grab its head and just yank it out of your body.
No.
Why an apple?
Because that's what they love apples.
I don't think they do.
You've
been reading too many Ladybird books.
It's not normal worm. It's not the hungry caterpillar.
No, it's a tapeworm.
Yeah, but the tapeworm would just... You'd be there all day. It'd be like a magician's trick. Yeah. It'd be like...
Clown's pocket, yeah.
Yeah, but that'd be quality.
Would it?
Yeah. Would it really?
Yeah, to like Benny Hill.
Benny Hill's music is...
What music is that?
That's literally circus music. Generic circus
Benny
music.
Benny Hill. That'd be even better, pulling a tapeworm out. Right, you do the music and I'll... Ready? Go on.
Spread them.
Yeah, ready?
Oh, put it back. Oh, what's that noise?
What's that? Hey, go do the music.
Sipping on your arm.
We're not doing the music.
I'm going to pull the worm out.
We're not going to pretend you're pulling a tapeworm out of your ass.
Just get the views, mate. We need to do it.
So I sit down. Yeah, look at this worm.
Oh, God.
God, I keep pulling it.
Oh, it's all bloody. Oh, God. That's rag.
It is rag.
Well, that's only number one. Number two, the cotton ball diet.
Yeah.
Believed to have been started in the modelling industry. So picking up on Cara Delevingne earlier.
Yeah.
This strange ritual
changed here. Do you mind?
This strange ritual involves dipping up to 5 cotton balls in orange juice before swallowing them in a desperate bid to curb hunger. But at least they're bite-sized. Am I right, guys? I thought.
Where are these from? Are these like bad?
Is that not illegal? Like, not illegal, but is that not bad for your health?
Of course it is.
Fuck it, what? Why didn't you say that on the tapeworm? I said it could cause meningitis and fucking dementia. You didn't pipe up there and you start pulling one out of your arse.
How can a tapeworm? How can Jesus a tapeworm?
Christ. I'm just saying, it's double standards.
How can a tapeworm cause dementia?
I don't know. It's
I forgot where I put that worm. God.
But would you... I don't think that's bad.
That is... Well, like
quite bad.
5 cotton balls, orange squash.
I don't get what that achieves.
No.
It's meant just to fill you up, I guess, isn't it? It's tending to do that. And maybe it's...
feel quite nice inside.
I imagine you just pass that. It won't, go through any kind of... Nothing will be retained in your body. So when you
well,
pass
I put them
it,
in orange, but they've come out brown. It's very weird.
Can I reuse it, Sarah? No, bloody heck.
What's next?
Number 3, the air diet.
Now, fuck off.
No way.
The weight loss plan where you consume nothing at all. The rules are simple. Eat nothing except for water and salt soup. So just water
with
salt on it.
That sounds great.
You do, however, get to go through all of the motions of eating. Placing food on your plate, cutting it, putting it on your fork, holding it to your lips.
What?
Just don't let it touch your mouth. In other words, pretend to eat it.
Why?
Don't know, Joe.
That's got to be... That's
isn't
like,
there a diet where you actually chew the food and you spit it out and then you drink water? Probably isn't.
That would be. That, would that be worse? What do you think? Getting to your lips
that's
and pulling
like
away,
tempting. Yeah,
or chewing and spitting out.
Yeah,
that's
teasing.
Are
isn't
these?
It?
Is this like a book? Like,
yeah, it's just officialdiets.com.
That reminds me of like having a lap dance. So I don't see the appeal of having a lap dance.
That's what I said last week. Yeah, last week. I said exactly that. So don't get the point of it. If you're feeling horny, that's the most frustrating place to be.
Yeah. Prostitute.
Yeah.
What? Killer prostitute.
Didn't say kill. You know I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Did you used to live in Ipswich in 2004?
Is that right?
Roughly.
I'll be so impressed if it was.
The baby food diet. Very simple. It involves replacing 1 or 2 meals or snacks a day with 14 jars of baby food.
14 jars?
A day.
14?
Yeah.
Well, instead of a meal,
it involves 14. 1 or 2 meals or replacing 1 or 2 meals a day or snacks with 14 jars of baby food.
That's a lot of baby food. 14 jars.
Yeah, you did yours in less than a minute.
Yeah, YouTube is going, oh, it's so wet.
No, mine had a crust on the top.
A mini crust on the top.
Yeah, we did baby food.
2005.
Ah, oh, yeah. Close.
Shit.
If you were there then.
Ipswich prostitute murderer.
I don't know that one.
Do you not?
Next. It's not like me, because I know I'm all normally. Number 5.
I've got the sticker book.
just need Huntley.
Everett is shiny, Huntley.
He was so good. God, no, it's Jack.
No.
Pull up on that.
Oh, God. Fritzel comes as a two-piece. Oh, I've got the head of Fritzel. I ain't got the hammers and the screws. Go
yeah,
on,
but the bottom half of Fritzel is just the cabin below. You don't expect it.
Number 6. Number 5. The sun-eating diet. Popular in China, according to the...
If you
Dave!
We're riffing.
If you get a pack with Fritzel in, you just can't open it.
That's enough of that.
Sorry, yeah.
Fucking hell. Actually, I've got to think in my career sometimes.
All right, mate.
Number 5, the sun-eating diet. Popular in China, this one, guys. According to the diet plan...
So I've got a really good one.
Go on. Just get out of the way.
I need one to complete the book. I still can't find Maddie.
That's bad.
Play the jingle.
Because she's not really
a
murderer.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be in the book.
No, but they have little extras, like in the Euro, but you can get the kits. Or the badges.
She's the equivalent to a football badge.
That's someone's daughter, Jack.
Yeah, but they fucked
they
that.
They probably did it, yeah.
Allegedly.
Die! Fucking hell!
Allegedly.
That is enough
allegedly
of that. Apologise now.
Sorry.
Apologise.
Sorry.
Dickhead.
Sorry. I can't apologise for the comedy.
It's not comedy,
all
is
right,
it?
No one's listening.
Stop it.
All right, carry on.
Just sending into chaos.
The sun diet.
You're making my job hard.
Go on, do a diet.
Do a diet, mate.
In the diet. Number 5, popular in China. According to the diet plan, you skip to one meal to stare directly at the sun for precisely 44 minutes a day.
These are lies.
Supposedly, this curbs your appetite and improves your sleep quality.
I think
in theory, dieters absorb solar energy they use to fuel their bodies.
I think it would ruin your eyesight. So I'm just thinking for 44 minutes. I think they are lies, William. These things.
I'm just thinking of how much editing I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, just to edit the inside.
I cannot get invested in any of these diets because I keep thinking back to the sticker book.
I'm trying to think of any more. What's going on here?
Let's not bother. Let's go to Presidents of the USA.
Yeah. Sleeping Beauty diet?
Nah.
Lemonade diet?
Nah.
Diet tongue patch?
Nah.
What's that say? The Fletcherizing?
I don't mind.
You have to meet Darren Fletcher, former Man United and West Bromwich Albion.
Right, let's have Peaches by Presidents of the USA. Oh.
Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. If I I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a moon salt twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman.
Peaches, and I don't know if you realise, Will, but the reason we played that, what was the last category, Will?
Diet.
Gluttony.
Diet.
So food.
One of the seven sins, diet.
Diet. Diet's a sin if you don't do it right.
And now, the next sin is actually greed, but I must state it's not greed of the belly, it's greed of the mind, I guess.
Yes.
Being greedy in other aspects of life. Right, so am I right in thinking that you guys have bought some prestigious football Euro 2016 football packs into the studio today.
Jack Dean, I can confirm that me and William have bought some stickers indeed.
Lovely.
We have stickers on the corner shop across the road.
Stuff, lovely stuff. How many packs have you got, William? He's counting.
12. He has 12.
No. 19.
No, you have 19. Not got 19. Right, Tom, let me count how many you've got.
Let me do it. You talk about what we're going to be doing.
So basically, greed can often be mistaken as risk. No, I'm not sure that's correct. But basically, we're going to be playing a game of Risk, and the winners are going to take home lots and lots and lots of football packs. How many's there?
There's 12 there.
You need exactly half, so you need to take them all. You should have 18.
I've got 18.
Yeah, you should both have 18.
Jack Dean.
Yeah.
I've got 18.
Okay, perfect. So you're all ready
Jack
to play.
Jack, mate, I've got exactly 1-8.
So I should just explain, there's going to be 7 different categories. Each category has an option of 2 questions, an easier one and a harder one. Well, yep. They're all hard if you don't know the answer.
Hard one looking at you.
And you can go for the easy one or the hard one, and I will tell you how many packets of stickers you have to gamble for okay. Based on that question.
Sounds good to me, sir.
So, first of all...
What's the game called, Jack?
It's called Chocolate Risker.
I like that.
Yeah? Okay. So
that was easier.
I was waiting for you to dig me out,
no.
But you didn't. Okay, so the first category, you want to work out whether you want the easy question or the hard question.
Okay.
The first category is football, Tom.
Oh.
If you go for the easy question, you have to bet 1 pack of stickers.
Sure.
If you go for the hard question, you bet 2 packs.
Sure. Is it multiple choices? Is it just I need to know the
Sorry,
answer?
Sorry, I fucked all this up. Let me take the stickers away. Right. Let me take the stickers away. You win packs.
Yeah, that's easy.
You don't bet packs.
It's all right, mate. We all make mistakes.
Yeah,
maybe okay. Not on air, but that's fine.
Can you edit that? can you edit that?
Yeah, we go dump that in.
Judith made 1 mistake.
If
Tom,
no, shopping never wins.
For not giving you a lovely brother or sister, that deserves to be more prizes. Right, so I full circled that. Right, the first category. Do you want to play for 1 or 2 packs? The category is football.
Is it multiple choice?
No.
I'll go for hard.
Yeah, 2.
If
that's multiple choice, 1. Right. I guess you want to go for 2 as well.
Can I go for 3?
No, you belly. No.
I'm joking, Tom. Jack and Tom.
Right, and because you've both gone for the same one, I need you to say the answer at the same time, so to save all the writing
down.
I'll
go for easy. Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, just to save that happening.
Okay, cool. Right. Oh, should have planned this better. Tom, for 1 pack, who
yes.
plays at Turf Moor?
Turf Moor. Fuck me, I don't even...
Come on.
Can I get no clues? Obviously, it's an easy question.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for West Brom.
It's... Oh, no, they play at the Hawthorns, mate.
Yeah, who is it?
Burnley.
Oh.
Burnley. And William, yeah. Who's the chairman of Man City?
That's a good one. Turf Moor.
I don't know.
Al Mabarak.
That's how you pronounce it as
so,
well.
So, unfortunately, it's just an accent. Number 2, brands. Do you want to, who wants to go for the hard one? Who wants to go for the easy
go
one?
Go on, Tom.
Hard one, please.
Hard one. So
I'll have the easy one.
Right, so we'll start with you, Will. What colours are on the logo of JD Sports?
White and black.
Ding! There you go. There's a pack for you, my friend.
Thank you.
White and black.
Yeah, you might have to gamble that at the end, sir. And Thomas, the hard one is, what is the slogan of Oreos? I can tell you now, it's 3 words. 3 actions. What actions
would
you do?
Hang on, bloody hell, calm down. There's 2 packs of stickers on the line here.
Do you know it?
No, I don't, but I wouldn't do it with them sort of clues.
I bet one of the words is lick.
Yes.
Oh, we're not doing it like this.
Go on.
Lick.
If he gets
bite.
1 word. Chew.
Taste.
It's twist, lick and dunk. So unfortunately, we move on to category 3, which is music. Let's Who's going to go for the hard one here?
Oh, go on, I'll have the hard one this time.
What's
the category?
Music.
Oh, fuck. Right.
Tom, what's the name of Coldplay's most recent album?
I don't like Coldplay at all. The one they probably something like Great.
No. And William.
Yeah.
Whose songs include The Wrong Direction and Things That Stop You Dreaming?
These are such hard questions.
And Let Her Go.
Oh, you can't. I got it.
I haven't. All right. The Beatles.
Now Passenger. So let's move on.
Passenger. He's only got 1 song. Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, Let
Her
Go.
Oh no!
That's why I called him.
Okay, so this category is Twitter. There's 3 questions. You can decide whether you want easy, medium, or hard, William.
I'll being head of social media at Football Radio, I'll go for hard.
And there's 4 packs up for grabs there. And you can be within 2 million either side. So it's a big scope to get this. Right. How many followers has the Pope got?
Oh, come on, Will. Come on, Will.
You can have 2 million either way.
4 pack. I'm going to go for 7 million.
Oh, just. Just 9 million.
I'm going to double check that.
There you go. There you go.
I'm going to double check it.
No, there you go.
Tom, why are you double checking it?
I shouldn't double check it.
You're so pedantic, mate.
No, I shouldn't do it. Okay, I'll be told not to do it. Something.
Brings the show down.
Do you want the medium one?
Yeah, I want the medium one.
How many followers has Barack Obama got? You can be within 2 million.
8.
And you've won 3 packs, so now it's heating up.
I just meant 8. Just singular.
There you go. Those packs. Because people need to win packs for the last question. Yeah,
that's weird. Yeah. It feels like that just was made to happen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that week we were doing it and you got told the answer?
And I got wrong.
Okay, so number 5 of 7 is other sports. Let me tell you now, the easy question is worth 1 pack. The hard one is worth 3. Oh.
Hard.
Which sport are John Jones, Luke Rockhold and Robbie Lawler part of?
I'm going to have to go for rugby.
Can I steal?
No.
No. Do you know it, though?
No.
What would you have said?
Skiing?
No. Your easy one is, where is the Ryder Cup held?
What? When?
In which country?
Yeah, but when?
This year.
England. Scotland.
It's USA, you divvy prick.
Yeah.
Number 6, again, the easy one's worth 1, the hard one's worth 3. Pokemon is the category.
Easy for me.
Yeah. What does Pikachu evolve into?
Raikiju.
No, that is wrong. It's Raichu, not Raikiju.
No, come on! No. Raikiju, man!
That's not.
Oh, God.
That's the if Ash threw that and said Raikiju, nothing would come
nothing
out.
Nothing would come out.
Nothing would come out.
Just shit and piss.
Also, if I get it right, at least come on.
Yeah, at least get it right, Kachu. Right. So,
bless you.
And you're left with a hard one.
That's all right.
What type of Raikiju? Pokemon is Slowpoke?
Slowpoke is...
There's two options. I'll give you either one.
I know
is supposed to be the hard question. You're giving him two options.
I know on the card it's the whitey colour. I'm just trying to think what that represents. Give me one of the options.
Do you want to give him the answer as well? Why don't you give him the packs of stickers?
It's the white colour one, but I can't remember what at all that means. Psychic. Maybe psychic?
Oh! Are you psychic?
Yeah, I must be.
There you go. There's 3 packs for you. Just
stuck in Jack, what are the different types?
Herb.
Fire.
There's grass, fire, water, normal, psychic, rock,
electric.
Ghost, electric. There's loads. There's loads. Right, Will.
Went to a vegetarian club the other day. I thought, I've been herb before.
Oh, nice. Herb before. Right. So this one, this is the penultimate question.
Yep.
The easy one's worth 5 here, right? And the hard one...
He's an escalator. It's almost like there's less of packs to get away.
And the hard one is worth 8.
28!
Right. So, which app, Will, because you're having the easy one, because I've decided, does Lethal Bizzle claim to be only 1 of 20 verified on?
Verified. I'm going to go with... Snapchat.
You're right. I just knew you'd get it.
You know this, man. I'm always getting them now.
Right. Oh, shit. I can't give him the answer.
God.
Because I'm not writing it down. What does the... This is worth 10 packs. What does the app log do for 10 packs?
Log? Oh, well, basically, when you have a shit, you take a picture of it and you log your log.
Oh, nearly.
Is
that's
it
wrong? I'm gonna give you 7.
I'm not even getting it right now.
What is it?
It's basically every time you go for a shit at work, you.
Oh, I saw that.
It times you, and then at the end of the year, it tells you how much you were paid for taking a shit.
I wasn't too far.
Do you shit daily?
Yeah,
dude.
Hourly.
I Tom daily. Hey, go on, count your stickers. Count your packs.
That was quite a hard quiz, Jack.
Yeah, but this is where the risk comes in, mate. This is where the risk comes in. How many packs you got, Will?
10.
Oh, that's a 5 worth.
13.
Oh, so Tom's actually got more to lose.
Couldn't figure that out.
6.50. Ooh, I can't figure it out that quick. £6.50. Right, so, Jack, are you saying after this I can start sticking these in my book right away?
No.
Okay.
Because you have to put all of your packs in the middle.
Okay. Well, if you want to risk.
Yeah.
Okay, I might stick. And then stick some more.
You have to put all your packs
in. Okay, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
So the fact that you're putting more in means the whole quiz is redundant. Well, there you go, Paul.
I want his ones as well, so we're going to risk it. I want to win his.
Right, so whoever wins this wins 23 packs. That's £12.50.
I just realised that you'll just get 3 packs.
No, that's not how it works. So,
wait right, a minute.
Wait. So this is a maths game, so I'd be shit. You have to calculate these three sums. Give me a figure.
No, are we writing them down or are we doing it from our head?
No, I'm going to ask Will to go first and then Tom can give me a figure based off that because Tom's... No, Tom, you got more. You won more, so you get the easier option. You can go one above or one lower. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you need to tell me, Will.
You're quick-witted, Jack.
What is the capacity of the Emirates plus... the amount of Fubar's tweets.
Right.
Plus.
Hang on. Yeah, go on.
Nozza's total subscribers.
Right.
Oh, that's made it
so,
hard.
Shall I make it?
So, pretty much just the Emirates plus Fubar's
tweets. Oh, yeah.
Just banter.
Yeah. And what total do you think that is?
78,000.
78,000. Right. So, Tom?
80,000.
Oh, I think Tom. I think it might be 79.
Have you seen it on my sheet?
No.
The answer's 80,550.
Oh,
it actually is.
So Tom wins all of the stickers.
I'm going to open them now.
Not all of them.
I'm going to open them now.
And I think
now.
The moral of the game is don't be greedy, Will.
Yeah, Will.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. After all of that, I was just saying, that's why I didn't speak, because I was thinking, God.
You know in the break when we were talking about what segments to lose for the podcast?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next song.
I like that.
No, that's good, man.
In a way.
It's good, because like, being live on air is almost like we're trying to stuff out for the podcast.
Yeah, true.
Which is definitely what you should do.
Here's Queen with I Want It All. Noz has won it all.
Greedy.
Just an alley creeper, light on his feet. Yeah.
want it all.
I want it now.
I want it now.
I want it now.
That was Queen with I Want It All, because we're talking about being greedy and all that.
Yeah, I'm talking about greed.
Oh, give me some of your greed. I don't know what that is.
I want it
now.
That sounded like a drum fill, that did there, Tom. No, do that again.
I don't know. It was
so, you know, Catfish, when it's like...
Here's my chair.
I wanna love you.
Do that again, Tom.
What's the... It was the chair.
It was your mouth.
It wasn't my mouth.
You went...
I wanna love...
What, drum filter?
No, I don't know. One of them drum boys.
Oh, yes. What are we talking about now? We're talking about Sloth.
Oh, my God. You're right there, boy.
Yeah, I know. I had a bit of phlegm in my throat.
Hello, boy.
We're talking about...
What's he got, Tom?
Oh, Tom's just packed Diego Costa.
Nearly completed Spain. Anyway, back to the back to the show.
Hernandez now, don't you know whatever his name is?
Rodriguez.
That's the one. Yeah, so Sloth, laziness.
And ironically, this was given to Will to sort out, and he was a little bit too slothy and got...
too busy, which I mean, I'm...
Work experience?
I've been sprinting. Yeah, work experience.
What time did you get in last night? What were you doing last night?
Half 10, 11.
What were you doing last night?
What do you mean?
What were you doing
just
last night?
Just got and went to bed.
I'm interested. Just at 10 and half 11?
What? Yeah, half 10 and went
why?
To bed.
Why? What were you doing before that?
Was at next door.
Was that a pub, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
I didn't drink.
Can you I just say something totally unrelated?
Yeah.
I follow a lot of TV producers on Twitter, and one of them posted a moment ago saying, looking for new teams of contestants for a new BBC Two quiz game. Multiple choice, and you have celebrities helping you win money. So I just replied, going, me and my radio co-host and my radio producer would be well up for this. And she's just DM'd me, going, hi Jack, thanks for the tweet. What's your email? I'd love to tell you more.
We're going on a dive.
So we're taking the quiz. If the quiz is anything like that quiz,
we're
losing so many packs.
No, we fucking got this.
Right, so carry on with your Seggy.
So, laziness. It consumes our lives in different forms, from work to social life.
Yeah.
It can take our freedom away from us.
No, it gives you more.
Thank you.
If you're lazier, then you can just chill.
But now we've got our mobile phones.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, guys? We've all got hip new phones. Jack, what you got?
I've got the new iPhone SE 214. What you got, Tom?
I've got an iPhone SE.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, a bit old.
I've got the Smegson 6000.
Oh, not the Smegson.
We haven't lost it again in the club.
No, hey, fuck off, dickhead. That was the next day.
Okay, sorry.
Moving on.
Forgot we're lying about it.
No, you lost it when you was having a fag, didn't you? Lost it when you was having a fag.
Yeah.
Bumming a fag.
Oh.
As in the earlier reference.
Oh, that's borderline offensive,
no,
if anything.
It's not.
God, I mean, if Will was actually doing his job and not drinking coffee, we'd have had a well good stink there.
Stink!
Oh, my voice is... Go on.
As in smoking a cigarette.
That's fine. Apps. Apps to help us out.
Yeah,
I'll help you out in a minute, mate.
Yeah.
I went skiing last year. Where'd you go? The apps.
That is wow. Edit that out.
My friend
Jacob. Edit note 17:14.
My friend Gavin died the other day of indigestion.
I can't believe Gav is gone.
No. Yeah, I miss him.
Oh God. Why was the iPhone thief lazy? Because he was always taking a nap. Just made it up, is it?
No.
Always taking a nap?
No. My veggie one was the best.
It's weird it's called iPhone, you would thought it'd be called earphone. Have a good one.
Do you think Tinder's a fruit because it's an app that can help you pull, so it's an app pull?
No.
So carry on what you're doing.
Yeah, so we've got a few apps on here that can help you out if you are incredibly lazy like me and the boy. So there's one called Task Rabbit. What you do here, hire people to do what you can't be asked to do, Jack. Right. Say you don't want to film a YouTube video.
Yeah.
You get onto Task Rabbit.
No one can do what I do, mate.
Pardon?
No one can do what I do, mate.
Oh, that's weird, that.
Why?
Nah. Don't want to argue, alright?
All right, right, we don't argue.
Because he's doing it, so.
Different, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've perfected my art.
What would you say your art is?
Making great comedy.
Yeah?
Bi-weekly.
No, it's not bi-weekly. It's twice a week, you dumb fuck.
Bi-weeks means every other week.
Okay, bye.
No.
Bye to the same thing.
So, Task Rabbit, that'd be a bit creepy, though, if you get people come around to do stuff like wash your dishes.
Yeah.
It's quite an extravagant app, Tom, no?
Yeah.
How much do you have to pay them?
You just put your budget up there and then...
So, do you think some people just sit around waiting for, there's another task for me to do? Very bizarre.
Very lazy, isn't it?
Maybe it's like good for like people like you're going to take this the wrong way. I know both of you are, but you know when you get you might have had some like, young kids that back in the day go to your door, knock on your door, go, do you want me to wash your
car? Yeah, very true. Yeah.
So maybe like for summer pocket money, like doing the gardening and things like that, you could do it. It'd be good for that kind of thing, but not for like you know just wash it, come in my house and do something.
This is a good one. So you remember things like 8-Ball?
Yeah.
This is a bit like an 8-Ball. It's called Decider. Type in your dilemma, and the app will make life choices for you. Example.
I don't think that's being lazy though. I just think that's being indecisive.
Yeah, a bit lazy though.
Nah.
For the sake of this segment, a bit lazy.
Not really.
Okay, man, cool. I can see you're in one of those moods. Swift though, get someone else to do your dog walk for you. Track them on GPS to make sure you are doing them. So they are, the dogs are being walked.
Maybe they just attach the phone to the dog.
Tom, do you enjoy walking Monty? Is it ever a chore?
My mum's listening. I don't really walk Monty much, so I don't really like enjoy it. If it's with the girlfriend, have a nice summer walk, then yeah. If it's just me and Monty, it's a bit like, you done, mate?
How old's Monty?
Yeah, not that old, like four or five adult years.
And how long, what's the expectancy of a dog?
All right, mate, we can talk about when he's going to die.
Jeez.
No, I just don't know.
What's the next app, burying your dog?
Oh, you've been reading my sheet.
Pay someone to do it for you though.
Push for pizza, press a button, pizza gets delivered, but you still need to set up an account. That's
not lazy.
That's Domino's.
That's convenient.
Blower, this is the one that we were talking about earlier. For when you can't be bothered to blow out your own bloody birthday candles.
I don't believe that's a real app. I don't think the iPhone has the function to expel.
Who says iPhone, mate? Did I say iPhone on
there?
Here?
There's no phone.
There's more phones than Apple, mate.
Alright.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm interested by that because, like, but then again, if you listen to a really bassy song, you can feel a little bit of.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, you hit that thing with your mouth. Oh, what you got? You're a bit right, of phlegm?
Got sneezes.
Oh, God.
Oh, go on.
He's got sneezes.
Listen to this. One.
Achoo!
You got another one, bro?
You okay, mate?
Oh, no, I'm alright now.
You want to on the mic?
Huh?
Don't wipe them on the mic. People have got to use that.
People like you, yeah?
Bro app. Sends timed messages to your girlfriend so you don't have to. Your digital wingman.
But then imagine if she's having an argument with you during that and you're just going, yeah, I'd love to do that. It just wouldn't...
Just like a relative dies. Yeah. Cheer up, I'll see you later.
Yeah, but I imagine it just sends templates back. So if she says something slightly niche, she's not going to be able to handle it. Oh my God, have you seen where I put my pink dress? Yes, I will be at the meeting at 2. Yeah. Doesn't really work, does it?
Can't talk now, I'll speak to you later.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, good. And that, would the templates already be embedded in
Maybe
it,
you can or? Create your own templates, because you get to know her, obviously, she's your girlfriend. Mm. So after a while, you could maybe...
Maybe that could work.
For a different point of the day.
Maybe that could work.
Just reply. If you like her, you'd reply to her.
My ex-girlfriend texted me once, and I was a bit shorthand replying, just like, oh, like, I'm busy. And I was in the bath, and she was like texting me loads, and I put... We'll reply later, Justin Bath, but it auto-corrected to Justin Beth. I'll reply later, Justin Beth.
And it's true as well. Yeah.
What's your sister's name?
Beth. Next.
I nap at work. It plays random office sounds.
I wonder what this does.
Like a keyboard typing, mouse clicks, a staple of writing, and various other sounds to convince your boss you're working hard whilst actually taking a nap.
That's terrible. What if your boss just looks at you?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, oh, I'm not going to look in the room, but I can actually hear some typing.
Yeah, but people have those...
Will's asleep on the floor, but I can hear a staple.
He must be doing some work.
She's not breathing. He must be doing...
I need help.
What?
Don't know why I had to do that voice.
I need help.
But that's like when you know in those generic American films when they got their own box, what that you know when you segregated off. Maybe you could get away with it then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Look at me. Look at mine. Look at mine. Look at me in the face. Look at mine.
Workaholics.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Does he know what I'm on about?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's what I've got.
Okay.
Would you purchase any of them?
I can't be asked to purchase any of them.
The blower one is very specific as well, isn't it? It's like saying, I'm actually going to pay, I'm going to download an app just because I know on my birthday I can't be asked to blow out those candles. What else is he going to, like?
I really can't be asked, I guess.
Make it be more funny, wouldn't it?
Blowing leaves in your garden.
You've just got to go once a year. Like that. Once a bloody year.
I don't even get, do you get birthday cakes anymore?
No, I don't actually.
Favourite birthday?
Ashley.
Ashley,
I get sourdough.
Yeah, I get loads of cakes.
Tell you what I always want to get for a birthday cake is that one of those Millie cookies cakes. Millie's cookies.
Those are dry. Do you not think the cakes?
I'm trying to get a sponsorship deal here, Will.
Oh no, they look great though. But I love dry cookies.
But they look great, but they taste like shit.
If anything, I love cardboard in my mouth. So Millie's cookies. Can't speak higher. Let's clip that out, Jacob. We'll send that off to the PR.
We've been talking about laziness, so let's have the importance of being idle. It's themed.
Billy Idol.
Presents
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Yeah, what's going on, mother lovers? I go by the name of Mice Diggy. I'm here with my homegirl Sarah Love, and we're here to remind you to tune into the hip hop show here on Fubar Radio each and every Monday from 4. We have a whole bunch of guests come through. We've also got a special open mic.
If you want your beats featured on the open mic, hit us up. Or if you want to rap on the open mic, get in touch. That's hiphop@fubarradio.com. Recent shows, we've had Don Cheadle, Raekwon of Wu-Tang Clan, fubarradio.com/hiphop.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m. on Fubar Radio.
The Jack Mate Show on Fubar Radio.
Yo, what was that? The importance of being idol?
Yeah, Oasis.
Oh. Yes,
big fan was. Of Oasis?
Yeah.
What? Where did you go in the break?
I went for a Waz.
Oh, do you go for a fag, Will?
Hey, come on.
No, you were laying on the floor like a little baby.
Yeah. Well,
why does that make me a baby lying on the floor?
You're sucking your thumb.
Yeah, and you shit yourself.
That wasn't my thumb.
What?
It sounded like it meant something, but I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck I don't know what it means.
This is what thing's this? And which sin is this? Is this sin? Is envy?
Envy.
It's envy.
It's wrath. It's wrath.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. It's wrath.
It's wrath.
It's wrath.
Didn't he win Apprentice?
Sorry, mate.
Didn't he win Apprentice? Wrath.
Someone called Wrath on Apprentice.
Okay. Anyway,
that's
well,
racist.
With this,
that's not racist.
His name was John.
You were literally joking about a small child being kidnapped earlier and possibly dead. So, if you're trying to take the moral high ground from me, sir, I'm breathing in some fresh air.
As you might have noticed, Will has a slight thing with his anger.
He does.
Not me, dickhead.
Every week he's getting a little bit more and more angry. Last week we weren't here, Jack. I tried to help him with his smoking,
right?
Which he's very much in denial about. And also I tried to help him with how he is with the ladies, because you know he likes the ladies a lot.
Yeah, he abuses them a lot.
Ladies and girls.
What
are...
the?
Oi, calm. We're teaching you.
I'm abusing them.
Ladies and girls.
Jesus Christ.
They're not all ladies yet.
He abuses little girls.
That's not funny at all.
It's not funny, and
aside,
you need to stop.
Joking aside, that is fucking ridiculous.
I behave yourself.
That's not
right.
Funny. You weren't doing this last week.
No, I wasn't doing this last week.
No, you get your best mate in here. He's got a couple of tattoos on his arm. And you think,
I got some as well, Jack. Look.
What does that mean?
Look at that.
Yeah, I like that one.
You like these tattoos, Will.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to it. So Will has a bit of an anger issue.
Yeah.
I noticed, and this is not...
You would get angry around you two pricks.
Can you listen to me, Will?
Look.
Have you noticed that you drop the C-bomb an awful lot on this show?
You do.
Yeah, well, I feel it's like I'm the FUBAR ambassador. You two are just presenters that swan in every
Friday.
So you
want to be known for swearing
overly? I don't,
overly.
But the station maybe does.
Does it?
Not overly. I would never say I use it overly.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
You say it quite a lot.
Not as much as you.
When we had Joe on, you said straight away, "Welcome, cunt."
Yeah, she deserved it.
Joe, this nice young lady that I know who comes on she came on the show to talk about wrestling, and Will just branded her straight away.
No way, did he?
Yeah.
Of course I didn't.
Of course I didn't, Betty. Anyway,
I can imagine you would, though.
Yeah. Oh, but I wouldn't do that.
We're going to do a couple scenarios, Will, where we think that you need to kind of perfect the art of being a bit calmer. So one of these scenarios
Number one, don't work Fridays 4 till 6.
No? You don't work anyway, mate.
Right. You set one up.
Okay. At least I'm here every Friday, mate.
So
I check the timetables.
Yeah, did you fuck? Yeah. Right, go on.
So this scenario, we're going to play, Will. Yeah, Will, you're sitting in a cafe,
this
okay?
This is playing, is it?
Can you listen?
I think we should go with how it should be and then see how he would do it.
No. Do that one afterwards.
Don't you laugh, all right?
So, Will, you're
it's
in
a... It's just a violent
Will,
interrogation,
Will,
mate. Why
Will,
are you wearing that mustache?
Will, you're in a cafe, okay?
Yeah.
So you're sitting down. I'm the waiter.
What sort of cafe?
Will, play along.
Yeah.
I literally
Have you got any... I know we didn't ask for it, but have you got anything that sounds a bit like a...
Do you want like a Parisian cafe?
That'd be fine. So in a I'm not going to do an accent.
That is not Parisian.
Don't.
Parisian.
P-A-R-I-S-I-A-N. That might be right.
That's not.
Nah.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just
calf
is fine.
Just put calf in.
Okay, so you're in a calf. And this is going to be a scenario where you're going to have to deal with, you know, and you can't get angry, Will.
You got to keep your cool, brother.
Brother.
Keep your cool, brother.
Okay.
All right? Like when you lost your phone that night. Keep your cool, brother.
Yeah. Ready? So you're in a calf. I'm the waiter, so I walk up to you. Hello, sir. I'm afraid we haven't got the fish.
Well, good. I don't eat fish.
Well, that's what you ordered.
Someone must have ordered for me.
Is there anything else you want on the menu?
Can I have the cheese and ham toast?
Excuse me, I'm just a customer just over here. I don't mean to interrupt. Are you okay, waiter? Because I can see he's getting a little bit angry.
Excuse me, sir. First of all, I don't trust a man that I can't decipher his hair colour.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, sir, can you not insult any of our customers?
Sorry, you've won me up.
Wait, can I just say, I went grey at 12. I was bullied for it loads. And this is actually a wig because I've actually got a hair loss condition.
Malcolm, thank you. I'll be over with you, get your order afterwards.
thank you,
Malcolm. So, sorry, sir. What do you want from the menu?
Cheese and ham toast.
We haven't got any cheese and ham toasties, I'm afraid.
What have you got, sir?
We have rainbow trout.
That's fine.
Yeah?
I'll have one of those. One rainbow trout, please.
Malcolm,
Also, I hope you didn't take this the wrong way.
What?
You upset Malcolm, and he's a customer that comes in a lot here.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're sitting real close, and we want to move you a bit further away.
That's fine. Where would you like to sit me?
Just like...
It stinks as well.
That's the trout.
There's been some...
All right, that's not my fault, is it, Malcolm?
And
clean yourself up.
Rainbow trout doesn't stink, and you haven't been served yet.
There's a, and one of the waitresses says she brushed past you earlier, and she's now looks like she's been in a snowstorm from the dandruff. So we're going to have to move you into the broom closet. Is that right, sir?
Sorry?
The broom closet to bring your rainbow trout.
That's
in the broom
fine.
Yeah.
At least it's no, it's not fine.
No.
No. You know what? Why would I sit in there?
Because you, well, as Malcolm said, so.
No, but that's not me. That's the chef over there. Yeah?
The chef over there, no, the
cooking
chef.
Cooking the trout, that's why they're. Whoa, wait,
are you okay?
Malcolm, fuck off. Look, it's Malcolm that stinks. I've never seen a man stink, he can actually see it coming off him.
Malcolm ran walked five marathons last year.
Oh, whoopsie doodle, for charity, Malcolm.
For a children's charity with leukemia.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Very specific.
Oh, no, I support that.
You seem angry about it.
No, I don't, but stinking.
Stinking, yeah, he says you stink a bit.
See, I think this is all gone, wait, I think this has all gone out of hand. I think we should teach you, Will, how to deal with that situation.
So you be in the restaurant.
And you do the exact same situation, exactly the same one. And I'll teach you how to do it. So I'm Will, and no, I'm me.
Yeah, this is
how I would do it, Will. Watch, because you'll learn, all right, Will? Will, you'll learn.
Yeah, I am. I've learned already.
Right, go on.
Hello, sir. I'm really sorry we haven't got the fish.
That's absolutely fine. I don't think I actually ordered it anyway.
What would you like to have instead?
Could I please have a cheeseburger and chips?
Yes, you can.
Well, why don't you tell me there was cheeseburger? I love cheeseburger.
Thank you very much. This is the greatest company in the world.
No worries, sir. May I say it's refreshing having someone who treats me with so much respect? And I will bring that right away. I'll give you half price.
Oh, this is the best place in the world.
Thank you. That's fine. So, I've learned my lesson now.
So, Will. So, the thing about that, Will, is if you do treat people with respect, they may give you things like I gave them half price then.
You were putting barriers up and you put me in the cupboard.
The reason we
I'm
put
not
you
fucking
in the
Harry
cupboard,
Potter.
Did you listen to what you said about to Malcolm, though?
Yeah.
Well, Malcolm was in. Malcolm didn't need to get involved. Malcolm's come out of nowhere. If anything, Malcolm's in the wrong.
What? Malcolm. That's too many paracetamols. Jesus, he's in a bad way now.
Yeah, he's.
He would 15. Be. That's 15. Smelling like that.
He's a wreck. He's not the one that smells.
Shall we do the next one?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, here's the next one.
Malcolm's involved.
You describe your one.
What's going
what was
on
my
now?
One?
Your one is Will's got Will's got a bit of, he's gone to hospital. Got a bit of a bad head.
Right, so you've got a bad head, Will. Right,
literally any disease.
Oh, sticky tummy.
A bad head.
I've fallen down the hill with Jill when I was collecting a mile of water.
Will's got a case of bad face, and he's come into.
I don't need that joke.
Right, look, don't get angry. We ain't done the thing yet. Right, so you're in A&E. You've got whooping cough. All right, so come in, and I'm the doctor. Go on. Hello,
no,
sir.
No, you would introduce me.
Hello, yeah, sir.
Hello, doctor.
What seems to be the problem today?
Unfortunately,
I'm going to have to stop you there. I've just got a queue of people I've got to do.
That's fine.
I'll be with you in probably 20 minutes. Is that right? Just 20 minutes
that's
is fine.
That's fine for me.
Oh, hang on. I've just looked at the
Hello, board. I'm international superstar Taylor Swift, and I want to get seen by a doctor.
What's up with you, Tay-Tay?
Well, hang on. I've hurt my...
Dr. Dickhead, should I say?
Oh, excuse me. It's really disrespectful. Talk to a doctor.
I am fed up with this.
I said I'm going to serve you in a bit, sir.
Alright, it's fine.
I'm international superstar Taylor Swift,
yes,
like I said.
I'm a big fan.
I hurt my leg hopping around with Calvin Harris.
Let's have a look. Oh, you have got bad blood.
Yeah. No, my blood works fine.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy told me it was fine.
Right, okay. So you got a bad leg.
Yeah. Excuse me, can you not look at my skirt, sir? Look at the skirt.
You got it out.
You weren't dressing me to your eyes.
If you don't control your actions, we're going to have to call the police. We do not do this job.
What did I do?
I don't serve the public. I serve the public. I don't want to be spoken to like that.
What did I say?
You were looking up Taylor Swift's skirt.
Yeah. You should have said something. So what did I say,
Calvin's
doctor?
Calvin's not happy about that.
Where's your badge? I don't think a doctor would have those sorts of
tattoos. Do doctors have badges?
You told me I was Dr. Dickhead, not Dr. Dean.
Is that an arrestable defence?
That's disrespectful.
You got some shit tour to be on.
Oh my god. You went there. Oh my god. That's you, is it?
Yes, me.
That colour does not suit you, sir. Colour does not suit you. Okay, cut.
Right,
so let's do how it should have been.
You handled that terribly well.
One, she wouldn't be there.
Couldn't she be there?
She's got bad blood.
Bad legs.
Bad legs.
So this
is how you do
it. So, alright.
Little bit of music will go lovely with this.
No, but.
Right. Oh, sounds like the car. Right.
Go on.
Hello, sir. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, hello, mate. I've got just got whooping cough.
Oh, you already know what it is. That's
yeah,
great.
I think
that's
it is now, yeah.
You've self-diagnosed yourself perfectly. Let me just come and take you into the back room.
Thank you.
We're going to the back room.
Well, it's very neat and tidy in here.
Yeah, well, we do for our best customers.
Best customers? Wait. It's not a fucking retail shop, mate.
You're
you have
not
to
here.
Serve everyone.
You're not
that's
here.
That's your duty.
You're learning.
That is your duty,
you're
sir.
Learning
good
from
day
this.
To you.
Doctor, who's that drunk mess that just came in?
Ah,
mind?
Fuck out.
Right, so I've helped you out there, right? Yes. You're ready to go on your way.
Thank you.
And just as you go out, you might see superstar Taylor Swift.
Oh,
she has.
I love
just,
her.
She's asked me on the quiet if she can have your number. So
that
just
is amazing.
Have a great day. Sir.
Oh, is that just giving me a free bag of money as well?
Yeah, well, that's just to take her out on a lovely date.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you very much, sir.
And apparently, she loves. Next up, we've got a third scenario, haven't we?
We have not. But we're going to teach Will. There's methods here on how to restrain yourself from being so angry.
What? I'm not actually angry.
You are, though.
I'm quite passive.
You are angry.
I'm not. Stop inciting me to be angry.
Will.
You're not Darren Brown.
Will.
This is the winning ticket.
So, Will. You're really angry.
Will, when you're angry, have you ever thought about just putting it in a letter?
No.
So writing a big letter, a big angry
People
letter.
People don't write letters.
So what? This is what an
emails?
Email. Write a big old nasty email.
Yeah.
Get venting everything out. And then rather than send it, just delete it at the end.
Huh?
Have you ever thought about just delete it at the end?
Oh, that's pointless.
Yeah, but you've let out all your words and thoughts.
Yeah, but then it's not going anywhere.
I mean, it's gone out of your body and onto the page.
Well, that makes it sound like a fluid.
What about this?
Depends how angry you are.
Making a journal about it. Keeping, like,
I can
a
see
diary.
That would work, yeah.
So, like, oh, today was really, like,
that
bad.
That would be the kind of nerdy shit you would do.
Why is it nerdy to do that?
Just to have a journals a bit.
They said in the school playground, mate, you don't have to put yourself on top of people.
No, but, look, you're getting angry again.
Number 12 on this list is it says use I feel language. So Will, instead of saying you didn't show up so you obviously don't care about me, say when you forget about the things that are important to me, I feel hurt. So rather than being attacking someone,
okay. Yeah. Should we do that now?
Yeah. How do you feel about us?
So Will, like, someone didn't turn up for a date with you when you texted
that
them.
Had never happened. So I can't put myself in that situation.
What, because you've just never arranged any dates?
Jack,
he has dates.
Okay, Jack.
No, don't get angry.
No, I'm trying to Jack,
right, yeah, yeah.
So I feel
yeah.
like you're trying to dig me out.
Okay.
And I feel sometimes
yeah.
I know we produce a show together.
Yeah.
And people can debate the quality of that because yeah. at the end of the day it's subjective.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel
yeah.
you're being a cunt.
Ooh, C-bomb again.
Oh. Just like
Judith
that.
Judith did not raise you this way.
No. I don't think you're learning anything from today's show.
I'm learning a lot.
Ask yourself, why is this bothering you so much? Is
yeah,
it really
see?
What someone else did, or is,
see,
it actually,
Will?
Is it actually you that put yourself in this scenario?
We'll see.
Yeah, I can see, Jack.
So, what do you think? This scenario, you actually did make this scenario because you made the show happen, Will. So, you have to ask yourself, was it your
fault?
What
are you doing? Jack's
walking
around,
around the desk.
Come on,
let's give him a little tickle.
He's tickling me.
He's tickling me.
Stop it.
See, that's
he's scratching me, man. He's got really long nails. I got loads of dirt behind him. It's really weird.
Got dirt behind him now.
Will,
it's a bit on you.
Do you think we've kind of got somewhere with this?
How immature are we? Like, got dirt on him now. It's a bit on you.
No, you're smiling now. I like that, Will. It's nice to see you smile once in a while.
I feel
the
like
world is not
suddenly different. A bit aggy.
I feel like you've chilled out a bit.
Yeah.
The world isn't such a bad place.
No.
You just need to put some positivity back into it yourself and it'll come back to you.
I think I'll do that.
In
do
the next
you?
Break, have one of your green cigarettes. That'll chill you out, alright?
What, the menthol ones?
Oh, God. I don't know. You have a whole array. So, that was our anger management. How do you feel?
It's for Roth.
I wasn't angry before it started and now I am angry, so I don't know if that's worked. Probably
I think
not.
It's worked.
It's worked for me and Tom.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you two are happy because at the end of the day, it's all about the talent. So.
Well, the way you're banging on about it, the King Blues, we are fucking angry.
We are.
Buying them hands, are you laughing or crying? You fall apart when we ain't complete. should give us no choice but to tear down these streets. Students, workers and unemployed, unite and rise out of the slum. France, Spain, Greece, we're joining you. Finally our time has come. We are fighting back. And we are fucking angry. We are fighting back. And we are fucking angry. We are fighting back. And we are fucking angry. We are fighting
back. Show on FUBAR Radio.
That was King Blues with
I really don't enjoy these.
What?
That's what the song was caught, released under the name in France.
What, I really don't enjoy this E?
Yeah.
Ugh. 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 Just an accent.
This sin we're going to be discussing right now is envy. Has there been any hits, by the way, on anyone's dirty sins?
Is there what?
On the Twitter base.
Oh yeah, we had some tweets in. Yeah,
well, read some of the tweets in.
Should I read them out?
Aye, that'd be absolutely lovely.
So obviously, at the top.
Very cool. I don't even know. Aye.
At the top of the show, we was asking you what is a sin you commit regularly, and Ariana Eve said online movie streaming, downloading music,
ruining the industry there, Eve. So maybe just think about that when you do it next time.
Oh, this is not a preaching thing.
I'm not preaching.
Have you ever done it?
Have I ever done it?
Yeah.
No. Me?
Downloading movies?
Pedro Zeff said jaywalking, crossing the road when there is a red light.
In
a yank?
Yeah, that's a bit.
Jaywalking's very yank.
I thought jaywalking. I don't
know if you can call them yanks like that.
Why?
But like yank.
Jack, I am not being lectured by you. I'm sorry. I will draw the line
so
there.
So you're getting angry again.
Yeah, you are called. You're going to be called.
I feel like. Oh. I can say that.
I think we should call you Eggy Will for a while. Because you get a bit eggy.
Eggy Will.
Aggie, you mean?
Eggy Will Boy.
Aggie?
No, Eggy.
Ryan Dunn says he accidentally misses his pocket when trying to put some rubbish in there.
Well, I'd just put it in a bin. Yeah. They're like big pockets, they're always there.
Maybe don't tweet.
Someone said, I often ride a bike without a helmet, which is actually against the law.
That's bad, you should, because I've been knocked off my road bike and I landed on my head, but I was wearing a helmet.
I wear a helmet.
Really?
Yeah. So you should always wear a helmet, no matter how far the distance is. And that's Will's serious start of the day.
Is that why you are how you are?
No, I had a helmet on.
Yeah, but still, it's a bang.
And I got up, the woman swiped me out and I still apologise.
I bet you wear a motorbike helmet when you cycle.
Trespassing is the most regular one, but it's only on a few occasions in the cool places in my villages on private land.
Who's that from?
Tatiana.
Where she live?
In some cool village, apparently. Speeding through school zones and hitting kit ... I mean anyone.
It doesn't make it alright, does it?
I mean anyone. Yeah.
That's weird.
Somebody said, I don't know, I don't really break the law.
Oh, well, thanks for letting us know. If you've got anything else, like just what you didn't have for lunch yesterday, let us know.
That's what she's known, Victor.
And somebody said,
and I just wanted a tweet.
Shooting up heroin and having to steal off my own family.
No one's tweeted.
And having to steal off my own family to supply my own sordid addiction.
Who's that from?
Your mum got Twitter.
Oh,
damn, now I'm back at it again with a horrible tweet to his mum.
Tweets.
Anyway, so this part of it is envy.
Right.
And so I'm going to do a little game. I think it was was made famous by old Brucey. Was it?
Yeah, but you wanted that sort of cheesy, didn't you?
It doesn't matter. Wherever you get, Will. Okay, I can make it better. That's worked. It's going to be called Sub Up, Sub Down.
Oh, okay, I'm into this. Go on, so explain the premise.
Because obviously we're an internet flurry chaos, internet, YouTube, Twitter, maybe Tumblr, I don't know.
We spaff out. Megabytes.
Yeah. So this game is going to be, you tell me, is this person's video, I'm going to say the name of the person, the video name, is the views more or less? So maybe you should have done view up, view down, but there you go. So for example, Will, this is just an example, it's not the real game. Jack, mate, hip to be a hipster.
Yeah.
103k views.
Yeah.
So next one is Casey Neistat snowboarding with the NYPD.
Fuck off.
Is that up or
fuck off.
Is that up or down?
Oh, this is a tricky one. View up.
Okay, 13.8 million, yes. No, but the next one, Jackmate Badoo.
Oh,
The dating game.
Oh, give me 5 seconds. View down.
Yes. Okay. That's how it works. 88,000. So that's how the game works.
Yeah,
so we're going to carry on with Will and see how many Will gets.
Okay. What, in a row?
Yeah, in a row.
I reckon I'll be unbeaten.
I don't think you will.
I don't think Jeff will get to the podium.
There's a maximum of 5 points to get.
Oh, we okay.
Five packs up for Greta. Not do that.
So first one for you is Keen to me cream pie with my girlfriend. Okay.
What site's that on? Is that definitely on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
Sounds rank.
Yeah.
So. So that's the starting one. The second one is Jackmate celebrity impressions. So was
it? I've seen that one. Jack.
So Keen to me 234,000 to Jackmate celebrity impressions.
View down.
You're already out, mate. Jackmate, 331,000.
Didn't even know you'd up. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Do you want to carry on his run? Just before? No, I'll carry on the run just because I've written them down.
All right, go on. See how many I can get.
Okay, no, I'll do it.
So next one.
No, Jack, it's fine. You've got yours,
you've
Jack.
Got five for you anyway. So from that, so 331,000.
Yeah.
Next one, Callum McSwiggan, big gay quiz.
Oh, God, this is hard, isn't it?
It is hard.
Up.
Down. 288,000.
I'm smashing everyone out.
I thought I'd put him in a nice one after being a bit of a dick at the start. I thought, you know, put him back up.
So 288.
And then after that, Sean Burke, 20 Simpson impressions.
See, the impressions ones, if you can get a viral, and I think Sean might have had a few viral hits, so I'm going to go viewer.
Down. So far you got these all wrong. So that's 210,000. And then there's Tim H. Films?
Yeah.
Frozen video.
I don't even know any more view. Down?
Yes, view down. So you've got 1 point.
There you go. I did say I'd get everything right.
Yeah, so there you go. So Jack, if it be one.
Okay, I can do that.
We're starting with Emma Blackery, New Year's Resolutions.
Yeah, I reckon that...
This is from the beginning. So that's 79K. Don't know why I put that there.
Ooh, so it's a recent one.
No, it's old. Next one, Hannah Witten, Do I Look Like a Slut?
Oh, well, that's going to have more, isn't it? A view up.
I nodded when you looked at me as well. Yeah, that's 950,000.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, smashed it.
Wow. Witten's got a million. Slap job.
All right, number three, Schaefer Bates. Guy does awesome impressions in 5 minutes.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube.
Less than 950K.
No, it's up. It's 1.7 million.
On YouTube?
Yep.
Honestly?
It's one of his first videos.
Shit, we need to get him in again.
Number four. So, you've got one so far. So, after that, so 1.7 million for Schaefer Bates. There's Fun for Louie. Everything Got Stolen.
Oh, I know that's a big one. That's a big one. I've seen that vlog numerous times. He loses his laptop in Shoreditch.
What they call...
He gets the Canadian guys to look after it.
The vlog brother. What they call? They're really irritating.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, they're in next week, yeah.
I'm going to surprisingly go higher because I think it's Louis' most watched video.
No, it's lower. It's 1.5 million.
Ah.
And then the last one for that. So, Fun for Louis, Everything Got Stolen, 1.5 million. The last one, number five, is Casey Neistat, the 70,000 selfie camera.
The what?
$70,000 selfie camera.
View up.
It's down. It's
1.4
million. So you got...
They were hard.
You got one.
Will got one. What's the decider?
What's the decider?
Well, if I...
Just do some Nozzle videos.
Nah.
Why?
Because there's just not many things to talk about from that. So you both got one, and I didn't think you'd both be that bad.
Sorry.
So you let me down a bit.
How was that envy?
Because you thought you might be a bit envious of some of those views.
Oh, I am.
Well, like 1.7 million is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. More than my life.
Hannah Witten once very good, nearly a milli.
Yeah,
but you know what I did was obviously I mixed them up and got ones that people thought. I went for yours, and your highest ones were like what, 300,000, 400,000?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
that's still a lot of views.
Yeah,
an awful lot of views.
Yeah.
And what was your most viewed one?
Why did you ask me that?
What
did Tom text me earlier saying what was my most viewed ever video?
That was 80k, wasn't it?
350,000.
Oh, showing off, man.
Yeah, I know.
Showing off, man.
I don't know why I deleted it.
So that was Envy. Cheers for that.
That's alright. Start Chuck again before I go.
Here's Gin Blossoms with Hey Jealousy.
Great song.
Anyway, I've got no place to go. It's an old, might not be that bad.
Honestly, I love
Will.
You guys.
Oh, Will, honestly, you mean the world to me.
Thank you, man.
So, do you know what? What else? Because I was talking about Upton Park earlier. Yep. I've also had a few YouTubers down to do a bit of a collaboration.
Good lad, I'm proud to hear that.
Thank you, mate. And one,
why is that relevant to Upton Park?
No, because I was banging on about that too much. I want to talk about other stuff I was doing in the week.
Oh, well, I was doing stuff as well.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
No, but my go on. What's your stuff?
My stuff is I had some lovely guys down, Sean Burke.
Yeah, heard of him.
And Callum McSwiggan there.
Lovely lads.
McSwiggan,
friends of the show.
You remember when he was on the show? And he was teaching us about anal sex.
Yeah.
Which is an area very unexplored by us.
Yes.
Right?
You always brag about your brown wings.
Don't know if that's what they call it.
It is.
I've got a Brown Duke of Edinburgh Award.
No. I've got a bum in proficiency.
Borderline.
That's fine.
Callum taught me about a few things, and I just want to see if you guys know what they are.
Go on.
Okay, so first of all, we've got prostate milking.
Prostate milking? What's that?
He is smashing the stickers, by the way.
Yeah.
Prostate milking. Do you know what that? Have a guess.
Prostate?
Yeah.
I reckon.
Having to go on your far fuck no.
Put some digits up there. Digits, fingers, or maybe even a rod. And then after a while, it's just when you come out your ass. To put it lightly. Isn't it?
See, you confuse me because sometimes you skip around topics like, oh no, I'm not going to, and then you just go, come out my arse.
I just got Lukaku in a sticker pack. I'm on top of the world. Nothing can bring me down.
Tom's coming out of his own arse.
Yeah. No, it's when you put fingers up your arse, play with your prostate, and then your penis comes.
Whoa.
Without being touched.
What?
It just happened. Didn't it?
Put fingers in your arse.
Wild thing.
Chills in their mouth.
Two in the back and it comes out the front.
You don't need two. It can be one, two. You've just got to play with your prostate a bit, yeah. And then it just comes out the front, yeah. Callum said it never happened to him, but it had happened to boys he'd been with.
Boys, men.
Come on.
Boys to men.
Yeah, maybe. What about a frittage? Do you know what a frittage is?
I had one this morning.
It's an omelette, isn't it?
Two onions.
What?
Frittata.
I don't know.
Frittata.
What is it? What is it?
So basically, it's when a guy, I was going to say a gay guy, but it can be anyone, when a guy points his penis at a person.
Erect?
Yeah, hopefully. And they point theirs back, so they're overlapping. They're overlapping, almost in a joust position.
A duper.
And then, so it's like that. And then, Tom, do that with your fingers.
Yeah.
So, and then one of them does that.
Oh.
Just like rubs
what's that
back thing? And forth.
It's like a finger trap. Yeah, I was just thinking that, like a finger trap.
Like a Venus fly trap.
Like a sticky finger trap.
Venus fly trap.
Wow! So that's a great way to end the show.
And do you know what an otter is?
No.
Yeah, so it's one of those lovely little creatures there.
Like, it's an aquatic mammal.
Yeah, that's
I never thought I'd say aquatic mammal twice on today's show.
That's exactly what it is.
Perfect!
Go.
What a great way to end the show.
There we go. That's been the Jackmate Show.
I just
want to
thank Victor for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Victor. For just randomly calling up.
First and last caller.
You've been listening.
You can thank Victor if you can't ever get through on the phone lines again.
Oh, you can bet on him to call. You can bet Victor. Not sponsored.
Ow. Could be.
Not sponsored.
Can I just punch me?
If there's any sponsors out there that do want to sponsor this show, we are very cheap. You've been listening to the Jackmate Show every Friday, 4 till 6 on FUBAR Radio. Thanks, Nas.
That's okay.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Jack.
Will, calm down.
Go fuck it!
We'll give you some fags.
Have a good weekend.
Love you.
Not you. Cheeky. Just do it. Turn us off, Will. I don't want to keep talking.
Oh, this was... this is because it was meant to be Pride at the end. And the Joker was Lion King. There's a Pride of Lions. So enjoy that. Bye.
or beast with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like the king was before. I'm brushing up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my
roar. Thus far, a rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
I meant what?
No one's saying stop there. No,
what you don't
no one's saying see here.
Now, see here.
Free to run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Free to do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice from little
is where the monarchy is headed. Count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wind.